Bonjour, nous sommes des élèves de la 11 VP1 du collège du Vernet à Puydoux. Dans le cadre de nos cours d'anglais, nous avons créé des parodies inédites du conte du Petit Chaperon Rouge. So have fun and enjoy listening to our stories.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Upon a time, there was a girl known as Little Red Cap. Everyone called her like this because she was wearing a nice little cap made of red velvet that her grandmother gave to her. Little Red Cap lived during her whole life in green grass plains. So she was always out exploring and discovering the plains, but it was severely forbidden to go into the forests. One day, her mother told her to bring some wine and mushrooms to her old grandmother, who was living in a little cottage in the forest, because she was sick and weak. Little Red Cap was really surprised and excited. She didn't waste a single second. On her way to her grandmother's place, she had an unfortunate encounter with the wolf. She never saw it before, so she had no fear at all. The wolf said, "Hello, Little Red Cap. It's nice to finally meet you. How do you know me, wolf?" "Because everyone in the forest knows you, sweetheart. But what are you doing in a beautiful autumnal day like this one?" "I'm bringing some wine and mushrooms to my grandmother. She lives in the forest, 15 minutes walk from here." "Why don't you go through the forest? The colors of the leaves are wonderful in this season." "You're right, why not? Thanks for the tip, wolf. Goodbye. Have a good afternoon, girl." After that, the wolf ran straight to the grandmother's place. Little Red Cap, that was amazed by the beauty of the nature, got a little angry. She took that nobody would notice that only one mushroom would be missing, so she ate one. She started to feel strange, and after a moment of rest, she went on through the forest that seemed darker than early and arrived to a sort of volcano, with lot of lava and flames. There were no more trees, just burned ground and ashes floating in the air. She followed a path through this chaotic field that led her in front of a huge dark castle with wide open doors. The fortress was about 50 meters tall and made of volcano rock bricks. Charmed by a sort of persuasive curiosity, she couldn't resist on entering the castle and went into what appeared to be the throne room. The entry floor was melting lava except a wooden bridge. Little Red Cap saw that it was quite awkward in the middle of burning stuff. In the end of the bridge was lying an axe that was about 2 meters tall. Behind it, calmly sitting in a giant throne, there was a sort of giant monster that was half a fluffy dragon and half a turtle with beak on its shell. It smelled the presence of Little Red Cap and suddenly opened its big mane ears and surprisingly began to speak.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
And I
need to go. We are the champions.
Finally, Mario, you traveled the whole kingdom to save the princess Astel. How about you? Because this time, after all of your victories against my majesty, I, brother, will win this time and take the control of kingdom with the princess who is behind the door just next to me. Brother ran to Little Red Cap to catch her and throw in the melting lava, but before Little Red Cap could even sing, her body moved in itself and jumped over Brother's head, ran straight and broke the bridge with by punching the eggs its outright. The poor boy sir fell into the melting lava, and she went through a small door to finally arrive to a balcony where an old and shocking princess was looking at the horizon. You saved me again, little boy, with the red cap, thank you.
Then Little Red Cap woke up in a sofa at her grandmother's place, thinking, a little boy? The grandmother told the young lady that she was lying down next to a tree and was completely knocked out. So because the old grandma was very vivacious for her age, she managed to carry her granddaughter to her house. She made a wonderful soup with meat that Little Red Cap didn't know. She asked, what is there in this soup? It's delicious. There are carrots, the mushroom you had in your bag, and a very special meat that came to me this afternoon. That came to you? Yes, but whatever. If it's good, that's what matters. At the end, everyone was happy except the wolf that disappeared mysteriously. So if Little Red Cap learned something that day, it is that eating unknown mushrooms is quite exciting.
You ready? Now, break it.